But the delay there, the delay going on there is that they still are not swearing in the Democrat who won in Arizona, even though now she's the official certified winner in every way, shape, and form. And there's no reason, there's no logical reason for why Johnson would deny her being sworn in. And because again, she triggers the mess. The whole thing gets messy once she takes care of that business of becoming a certified congresswoman and is the 218th vote for the discharge petition. So we remain waiting for that. And we also are now like waiting to see what exactly gets released by the Russians to Representative Luna and the American Congress. I actually did have one. I don't know if he was QAnon, but he was definitely MAGA. I did have one idiot message me and talk about how we're going to find out that Israel killed Kennedy. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure the Soviets are going to get right on the whole Israel killed Kennedy nonsense. That's never been the Soviets' bag. The Russians were always trying to manipulate America into thinking our own government killed Kennedy because that made us look bad. And that hurt us. So that's what they wanted. But, oh, and by the way, for everybody, on Wednesday around 8 o'clock, I'll be doing a Twitter space talking about the Kennedy assassination. If you haven't heard one of those before, join in. I will give you all the information about why Oswald did it. Anyone who's done one of those spaces before, they've heard the speech before, but it's an important speech. You should learn all the evidence against Lee Harvey Oswald because there's a fuck ton of it, which Oliver Stone and Rob Reiner and all the rest of the grifters who deny this stuff will not tell you about. Because that would ruin their fun. It would yuck their yum if we actually talked about the real facts of that case and what really happened. Because that ain't entertaining. That's not Chucky the typewriter blowing away the president. So, yeah. My brain is melted. Is there anything on your mind, Steph?
I'm just so glad that I have just been tuned out. When I'm hearing all the stuff you're rattling off, I'm like, oh yeah, I need that third monitor. I need that third monitor, and I just need to never, ever, ever look at the news again. God, that's depressing.
Yep, that's how I feel about a lot of this kind of stuff. It's like, if you can't take it, you shouldn't engage in this stuff. Like, what we really need in America, and this is something I believe completely honestly, this is not some sort of, like, snark or sarcasm or anything. What we need is people who just are disengaged in politics completely. They don't deal with it. When they see people wearing MAGA hats or whatever, or talking about how great Trump is, they don't talk to them. They don't respond to them. But when it comes time to vote, they vote straight Democrat. And then we need a literal silent majority in this country. We need people who just they're not going to move. They're not going to move off of this. They're going to show up. They're going to vote Democrat. And they don't need to be influenced or nudged or pushed in that direction. They just need to intrinsically understand that Republicans are doing a terrible thing right now, and they need to be stopped. And I think a very easy way to explain that is, it is currently a big debate in the Republican Party if you should be aggressively pro-Hitler in public or not, which is alarming. It's a very alarming thing. It is not a thing that we should actually be having a discussion about. But here we are, and that is a thing that we are doing. And it really sucks. So I hope that it stops happening, because that would be nice. It would be nice if we did not have this as one of our big concerns. I mean, we're talking about healthcare subsidies exploding and like cutting funding for cancer research and if we're going to go to war with Venezuela or not and all these kinds of things, all these really important issues inside our country. And on the other side of the aisle, we have people who are just saying, man, can we, I don't know, can we actually keep the Hitler conversations private, or do we need to keep the Hitler conversations private? Can we go full Nazi and not lose too many votes? Will the media even call us out if we do? I mean, will the media be like, J.D. Vance takes a bold new stance on Hitler at the RNC when he accepts the Republican nomination? Is that where we're going to go? Because it feels like it. It feels like that's a possibility at this point. So it's not great. But that's where we're at. And it sucks. And it's not great. And that's all I got. I'm out. I'm spent. I've done all I can. I can do no more. I could babble on about some other stuff, but you're not here for that. And if you are, I'm sorry. But thank you all for listening. Thanks everyone for being here. Thanks for Steph and Eric for showing up. Appreciate everybody. Hopefully Haley will be around next week, or maybe we'll grab her for like a JFK styled episode about the Luna Russia conspiracy bullshit. If you enjoy the show, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to us. Go to patreon.com/pokerpolitics and give me money. And again, there was someone who re-upped and gave me a $2 subscription, and my brain melted because we kind of like threw this episode together, just seeing who was around to sign up. And I forgot again, but right now I am stalling. I am aggressively stalling and trying to find the that person and their donation.
Do you want me to vamp? You want me to do a type 5?
No, please don't. That would be weird. That'd be very weird on our outro for us to suddenly start doing the razzmatazz and all the jazz. I believe that was getting close, but I might not have been. Oh, there's nothing worse than the CPAP machine, because the CPAP machine thing, it puts up the little graphic that's the same as the Patreon graphic for when you get a new subscriber. So it's like, look, and I'm like, oh man, and it's like, nope, we tricked you, we made you think that was a subscriber, but it was actually you can get your CPAP machine for way less money than you thought you could. You're totally winning out on the CPAP donations. But thanks to you guys for helping us out with the donations. Appreciate you. Thanks to DJ Minimal Effort and Frosty for the bumps and the music that I accidentally remixed. Thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you all later. Oh, there she is. It's Penelope. Penelope D. You are the person who sent in that money, and I promised I would thank you, and I finally did it in the most awkward and poor manner possible, but I still did it, so I win. Good night, everybody, and never forget that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy.